This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, December 12, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Candidate and Senator Obama supported some good ideas for improving the transparency of the federal government. But what will a President Obama do to reverse course after one of the most secretive administrations in recent decades? Ed Felton is professor of computer science and public affairs and director of the Center for Information Technology Policy at Princeton University. He says moving toward more open and mashable federal data could yield benefits not yet envisioned by anyone. During the campaign, President-elect Obama took pretty seriously this whole increasingly popular term, transparency for government, and sponsored a key piece of legislation that improved transparency in federal spending. How seriously should we take his pronouncements thus far about actually opening up the government to a lot more digging around by the public?
I think we should take them very seriously. We're seeing in the transition now signs of openness that we haven't seen in the past. Information being disclosed about meetings between the transition team and outside groups. Documents that are submitted to the transition are being put up on the net and not only published, but also accompanied with comments from the public. So we are seeing more transparency in the transition, and I'm very hopeful that when the new administration takes office, that this will continue.
Now, this is not a selfless activity, I'm sure. What do you think that it is that they are seeing about the benefits of transparency to the administration itself and their own the stability of their authority by engaging in such an open process?
Well, in some ways, it continues what they were able to do during the campaign, where they made a lot of people feel like they were playing some role in the campaign, not just as contributors, but as people who actually were there on the bulletin boards, were mobilized, and so on. And so this feeling of among a lot of people that they're part of what's going on will be a source of political power for the new administration if they can sustain it. So there's an obvious reason why they would want to bring people in this way. Also, as we know, new administrations tend to come into town saying we're going to clean up Washington. We've heard that story before, and the current version of that story now is we're going to open up government, we're going to make more information available. And the more they do it, the better I think we will be as citizens to have access to this information.
The Obama administration comes after an administration that has classified an unprecedented quantity of material. What advice do you have to this administration about how to go about before any entrenched interest is able to beat back an effort to make things more open, to actually just open a lot of this data up that the public, by all rights, should have access to?
Well, I think the entrenched interest will be there fighting back, but when the administration is new and in some ways at the peak of its power, I think there's a lot that can be done. Some of it is cultural in terms of how government operates. If the default is that government information is available, rather than the default that we've seen in the past of that information is private, and we would then need to make a decision to make it public. If it becomes the default that information should be public, and that the activities of government should be more open, that certainly helps. A lot of it is a tone that has to start at the top. It requires political will. There are people within agencies who would like to participate in opening up what the agency does, and the administration needs to empower them to do what they want to do.
In terms of the technical approach, what guidelines would you offer to the administration, and what would you point to as examples of agencies, government agencies, that really just got it right in terms of making their public very available and immediately useful in a variety of ways?
Well, one of the keys is to get data out there and to make the raw data available in a straightforward and useful way so that other people can take that data and then do what they want to do with it. And you can look to different parts of government that and what they have done. There are a lot of stories of government doing this poorly, but there are some successes. I think one of the notable examples here is the District of Columbia government, over the last couple of years. The DC government has opened up a lot of the data that they have about government activities, citizens' complaints and reports to government, and this data is all available. And a lot of people have taken that data and done interesting things with it. Another successful example, as far as it goes, is the USAspending.gov website, which was set up because of the passage of a bill that was sponsored by then Senator Obama, which makes information about federal spending available to the public. So there are some notable successes here that probably we hope can be replicated.
I was talking to Jerry Brito, one of the participants in the forum, and he said that it was some federal agency had some dealings with either the Library of Congress, perhaps the Thomas legislation website, and he found XML of pieces of legislation, alerted them to that fact, and they told him, well, we've been meaning to take that down. And that was some time ago. Just how powerful is XML and that type of presentation of data?
One of the goals in publishing this information is to make the data available in a way that makes it easy for other people to use it, to analyze it, and to repurpose it. And so what that means is taking the data and making it available in the most simple and straightforward way you can. If you look at a typical web page, it has on it usually some data, but also mixed together with the information that's on the web page is information about how to format the web page, what color the background should be and how big the font should be and what goes in the lower left corner and all that kind of stuff. And what you want to do is separate that formatting information from the actual data that's being presented so that if people want to do something with the data other than look at it in this pretty format, they can do that. And so there are industry standard ways of taking simple data and making it available, and XML is one of those technical standards. The details of XML don't matter so much, but what's really important for us is that there are a lot of tools out there that you can use to operate on XML data because it's the standard in industry. So government should be publishing its data in a way that lets people use those industry standard tools to operate on the data. That's what XML is really about. And that's why government publishing data in XML form, in an open form, is such a powerful thing. It lets us take the whole infrastructure we have for analyzing data from the private sector and put it to work on the government data.
Ed Felton is a professor of computer science and public affairs and director of the Center for Information Technology Policy at Princeton University. We spoke following the Cato Policy Forum, Just Give Us the Data, held Wednesday. You can watch the forum at cato.org.